All right, welcome back to the program, 640. Tom, your shoes aren't wet, are they? You're not wading in hip-deep water yet?
We're not okay yet. Not yet is the operative term.
If you're worried about global warming and the fact that we all, according to Sir Bob Geldof, we may die at the year 2030, you may not be getting enough sleep. You may be stressing out. You may not be getting enough sleep. And so we here at The Morning Show have devised six ways for you to relax and get some good sleep. And okay, we can't actually take credit for it. I read this from realsimple.com.
Mm-hmm.
They are
a website and a magazine about going back to nature, simplifying your life.
Yes, so the hippie tree-hugging, now you'll like this, the animal rights activist tree-hugging hippies at Real Simple have given us six ideas to how to get some sleep. And actually, some of them make some sense, all right? They say one of the things you need to do is maintain a schedule. No, you don't have to sit under a pyramid and go, oh.
That's probably on the list somewhere, meditation.
Let's see. Maintain a schedule, they say, and make it strict, even on the weekends. If you allow yourself a half hour less sleep than you actually need, you'll be more tired the next day, and you can break the cycle and fall asleep more easily. Okay, sure. Let's go with that. Your bed should be used for only two things.
Right. We've heard this before.
And one of them is sleeping.
Yeah.
They say don't watch TV, don't surf the internet. What about reading? I really like to read before I go to sleep.
That's fine, because you normally nod off after a few pages.
Yeah, pretty much. It depends on what I'm reading. If I'm really into it, like global warming, then I just page turn after page turn. I just can't stop.
The Intergovernmental Climate Report from the United Nations.
Gosh,
right?
That is, I can't put that down.
Mm-hmm. So who is telling us what we should and should be doing in our bed? Where is this coming from?
A group of tree-hugging naturists.
Suggestions on how you can get a better night's sleep and not be so tired that your bed should only be used for two things.
Yes, and one of them is
sleeping. Sleeping and sex.
What?
Sleeping and sex are the two things, right? That's what they're talking about.
Is that the only place you can...
I thought that's what the chandelier was used for.
Thank you.
Brother.
It's just
like,
me.
It doesn't everybody have a trapeze attached to their ceiling fan?
Uh-huh.
They also...
You got to find the Cosby routine. Cosby routine. The first time he stayed in a Vegas hotel and there was a mirror over the bed. It was freaking him out. He wanted to shave in bed when he woke up. You know?
I stayed in a hotel like that once, a very cheap hotel, because it was near work and a blizzard was coming.
Uh-huh. It was
when
the no-tell motel.
The guy is behind this bulletproof glass.
Oh, yeah. No,
asked if I needed the room for the whole night or if I could get my business done in a few hours. And then I woke up the following morning. I'm sleeping on my back, and I'm looking down at me.
There's another joke in there. We'll just let that one slide. Number three, they say you should get some exercise every day. Ideally, they say about 5 to 6 hours before bed. Exercise raises your body temperature. It's easier to sleep when you're in the cooling down process. Take an hour, they say, also, to wind down before going to bed. Your brain associates bright light with daytime, and in response, it releases stimulants. So dim the lights and stay away from your computer and any screen.
When we drive back from games late at night, you can't go right to sleep when you get back from a two-hour drive or an hour-and-a-half drive. You got to stay up.
Keyed up. Yeah, you got to relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. Number five. Now, this is interesting because I've heard the opposite here. It says eat a light snack about 30 minutes before going to bed, something like cheese and crackers with tryptophan. It releases calming serotonin that relaxes you. So does porterhouse?
No. No.
Turkey?
Turkey would work, but the gravy not so much.
Maybe a turkey sandwich.
I mean, turkey sandwich would be
with cheese. Bacon?
No.
Lettuce and tomato?
No. Some, just a little bit of turkey.
Some Dijon mustard? The next thing, and this one I do, and I know I shouldn't say this because I'm opening myself up for ridicule. But number six, no, close. Use guided imagery. All right? Experts say that if you imagine yourself in a relaxing place like a beach or something of that nature, you'll want to engage your senses but not get overstimulated. That's why counting sheep actually does not always work. I do this, but it's not a beach or a lovely field. I fly.
You fly?
I fly.
Without an airplane?
No, with a spaceship of my own design.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yes. my immense knowledge of physics creates a ship that will fly anywhere in the cosmos at any time and can go back in time.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Quite often I go back and take out the Japanese Navy before it bombs Pearl Harbor.
You do this without artificial stimulants of
absolutely.
Any kind.
Absolutely. I'll lay down and I have this series of things that you have to go to even access the ship. And half the time I'm asleep before I even get on board. Because there's a biometric hand scanner and a couple airlocks that you have to go through. And then you check and then I'm asleep.
Okay.
But there's times when I take it up and I fly for a little while, and then next thing I know, I'm asleep.
Do these trips continue in your dreams then after
you
fall asleep?
No, I have not. Well, if it has, I don't remember it. But I have not yet experienced a continuation of my thought. What do they call it? Guided imagery. There's some people that say you can actually interact and consciously interact in your dreams. I'd love to be able to do that.
We've all seen the movie Inception, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would love to be able to do that. I think that's an awesome thing to be able to do, but I haven't been able to get there yet. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There you go. Now that you know that I'm a complete and total freak, maybe tonight you'll get some better sleep. WSAU, we'll be right back.
My wife's best friend hates my guts, okay? Yeah, she's this fat pig, and she thinks, don't grump. You don't even know her. I'm being kind, okay? Like, you know me better than her. Be on my side for this one. This girl counts my beers when I drink. Like, thank you. I'll be at a party, I'll walk into the kitchen, and I'll hear her to all the other people go, 9. I walk back in, I'm like, hey, you better be talking German, so let me tell you something. We're at a party, everyone's drinking, and she decides to tell me why I'm a bad parent. Over a few cocktails, I'm having a drink, and she goes, let me tell you where you fall short as a father. And that voice in my head goes, call her a fat pig. I'm like, what? He goes, objection, Your Honor. We don't listen to fat pigs. You're a fat pig. Shut your mouth. And I'm like, I can't say that. He's like, keep drinking. I'll tell her. I'm like, okay.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.